Welcome to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital universe and pull out the pearls of tech wisdom for you. I'm Alex, your guide through the technical jungle.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and all-around tech enthusiast. Today we're tackling a big one, agile methodology. Alex, I've heard agile thrown around so much, it's starting to sound like my morning yoga routine.
Well, Jamie, agile might not help you with your downward dog, but it's definitely all about flexibility and balance. Born from the Agile Manifesto back in 2001, Agile methodology flipped the script on traditional software development. Instead of following a strict plan, Agile is about adapting to changes and delivering value faster.
So it's like being in a software development yoga class where the poses change every few minutes?
Exactly. Imagine you're in a pose, and suddenly you realize there's a better one that gives you a deeper stretch. Agile allows you to shift without waiting for the class to end.
That sounds chaotic, but exciting. How do teams keep from turning into a pretzel with all those changes?
Great question. That's where frameworks like Scrum and Kanban come into play. Think of Scrum as a structured yoga class with specific poses or tasks for a set period, while Kanban is more like a self-paced class where you move through poses at your own speed.
Ah, so Scrum is like having a yoga instructor and Kanban is more DIY?
Spot on. And with any method, the key is continuous improvement. Teams regularly reflect on what worked and what didn't, much like how we might after a particularly tough yoga session.
I'm curious, though, if Agile's so flexible, are there times when it's not the best fit?
Definitely. Agile thrives on flexibility and collaboration, so it's not ideal for projects with fixed scopes or in highly regulated industries without some customization. It's like trying to do partner yoga alone.
Noted. No solo partner yoga. Got it. But how do teams start with Agile? I can't just wake up and be a yogi, right?
Right again. Starting small is key. Pick a motivated team, choose a framework, and give them the support they need. From there, it's about building an Agile toolchain. Tools that help manage the workflow, like Jira for project management or GitHub Actions for continuous integration.
Sounds like there's a lot of tech to help keep things running smoothly. What about the pitfalls? Any common mistakes to avoid?
Oh, plenty. Copying another company's Agile model is a big one. What works for Spotify might not work for you. Another is neglecting documentation. Agile values working software over comprehensive documentation, but that doesn't mean you should skip docs entirely.
Right, because then we'd be lost without a map, and nobody wants to get lost on the way to enlightenment, or a finished project for that matter.
Exactly. And speaking of enlightenment, let's not forget about testing and feedback. Agile is all about rapid releases and iterations, so incorporating continuous testing and integration into the development process is crucial.
Continuous testing sounds like continuously checking your posture in yoga.
A perfect analogy. It helps catch issues early, much like how adjusting your posture early can prevent a sore back later.
This has been a fascinating dive into Agile. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just that Agile is more than a methodology, it's a mindset. Embrace change, focus on delivering value, and always be ready to adjust. And remember, it's a journey. Start small, learn, and iterate.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on this Agile adventure. Don't forget to stretch before diving into your next project.
Well said, Jamie. Until next time, keep iterating and stay flexible.
Thanks for tuning into Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you in the next episode.